Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And once again, we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Still got a couple of phone issues here. If you can't get through, wait for a call to complete and then dial back in. We do want to get your questions on the air. Joining us this morning, it is the one, the only, good or bad, Ron Radiman. Good morning.
Mostly bad, I guess. Huh?
We're always glad to see you.
Yeah, well, it's good to be seen, heard, I guess. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, you don't see much on radio.
Nope.
No. And Master Gardener Hal joining us. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you for a little bit. Good to see you again.
Yes. Same to you.
Okay.
It is.
And Radiman's is open today.
Radiman's is open, and I wasn't up there before I came in here this morning, but I'm sure it's busy. These last couple weeks of April and the first few weeks of May are the busiest 4, 5, 6 week period at Radiman. So we're right in the middle of all that right now.
You're in the heat of the battle.
Yeah, and you know, with nice weather, well, a little bit of variable, like you said, when you're talking.
Yeah, really an unsettled week coming up.
Chance of snow, but then also a chance in the upper 70s. Those usually don't come out in a three-day forecast.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and then rain coming just about right, you know, a little now and then, and just not a gully washer.
No, rain-wise it should be decent, but except for the fact that it's going to be raining when it's in the upper 70s, at least we won't get a sunburn.
Well, and it's, you know, I wouldn't say it's wet or dry right now.
Yeah.
I get people asking me now if, you know, they planted trees last year, should they be watering? And it's probably not really necessary yet right now. Another week or two when they start getting some new leaves on them and things like that, then you're going to need to be starting up with a watering program, but right now you're probably okay yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen any flying bugs around? You know, the mosquitoes and flies and things just aren't there yet.
I've seen flies. I just haven't had a swat of mosquito yet.
Yeah, it's a little early yet for most of those things, but they'll be around soon enough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Won't be long. The bees will be waking up.
Mm-hmm.
that's coming. I don't know. I think they're little black bees or whatever, just dancing around the dirt around the house. I mean, I think they're looking for holes to whatever little dirt bees do. And
well,
there are hundreds.
Some of them live in the ground.
Yeah, know, and I think that's what this particular strain of bee is. Because boy, there's hundreds of them. I'm excited to go out and cut grass. Hello, bees. Yeah. But they scoot. 923-1450. Lines are open. If you have any questions, give a shout. And you said last week that this is okay now to drop our grass seed in.
Yeah, we're at a good time here right now. And you could be seed, you know, doing lawn reseeding programs anytime. It's kind of right at the... If you would have done it a couple of weeks ago, it wouldn't have mattered if you did it then or now, but now you could do it anytime the ground temperatures are warming up enough, and you get it in and it'll start germinating, and you can get it mowed once or twice in May yet, and you're good to go then for the rest of the summer. So
sounding good. Sounding good. Gardeners have their sale coming up. We should mention that before we get a call.
Yes, it's coming up on the 15th, from 9 to 3 at the Cow Palace, and we have all sorts of ways of delivering plants. There's a drive-through, and there's a curbside services, and we don't have some of the things we've had in the past because of COVID still concerns, but we'll have plenty of plants and people to serve you as you come through, and you can pick your way of receiving the plants, you know.
So what do you do? You just drive there and somebody comes to the window and say, what do you want?
Or? Well, some will have tables set up along outside.
Oh, okay.
Rain permitting.
Yeah.
And but there, then we have the capability of driving through. We've got doors on both ends and just drive through, and we can serve you there from people with that have access to the plants that you want.
Okay, really going to be different from the past.
Yeah, so...
That's really nice. You don't even have to get out of the seat of your car. Just pop the trunk and set them right in and go.
Yeah, right.
Nice. So that's May 15th.
May 15th, 9 to 3.
Get there early. Recommendation. Yes.
And there'll be more advertising as we get closer, but...
Already getting pretty close. That's only three Saturdays away.
That's right. No kidding.
Well, or two Saturdays, depending on how you look at it.
Well, get your list ready.
Yeah.
So.
And you're going to have the normal array of plants, though.
Plants, flowers, garden plants, and so on.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So, time for everybody to put their list together. So, what else is new?
I don't know, nothing.
Okay, show's over.
No. No, yeah. No, but...
One thing I should say, since we do have a little break here, is if you want a delivery yet today at Radiman's, I would call soon, because we'll book up tight on a day like today for deliveries. So if you do want a delivery of shredded bark mulch or shredded black dirt or anything like that, make sure you... call in right away this morning and get it scheduled, and the guys there that are answering, guys, gals that are answering the phone, they can help you figure out how much you need and things like that too. So you just give them we can make it kind of just step off your area a little bit or something, give them some rough ideas, and then they can set you up with the right quantity. So
got the number?
920-922-7612.
That was a pop quiz.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot right away this morning.
A little mental test for you.
Remembering phone numbers.
I remember one, 923-1450. If you got a question, give a shout. You guys direct the direction of the show, so give a call if you have a question. Yeah. Peonies are getting to be a foot or better tall already. Now is it too late to transplant, or have to wait, or... Can go ahead and do it.
It might be getting a little late when they're up that high.
Okay.
It's so better wait in the fall. Anyway.
Until fall, huh?
It's better in the fall to transplant them, August-type weather.
All righty. Well, let's hit the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. I have a question. Is this Ron?
Is this Bob?
Yeah, it is. I can hardly hear you.
I have to talk a little louder, I guess.
Well, I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's me. I have a question, Ron. I do a little cleaning up behind my house landscape, and I want to plant. I either want to get a spring snow or a Cleveland Select pear. Now, the Cleveland Select pear seems to be, well, I see them around town, they're real more pointy. You know, they got that tall, pointy shape, whereas I think the spring snow is a little bit more like an umbrella, you know. Am I looking at that right, where the spring snow might not get quite as tall and as big as that pear?
Well, you can... This weekend is the time to check out the Cleveland Select or the Chanticleer pears, because there, as you drive up one street and down the next, you can just almost look any direction and you'll see the pears flowering here today. I mean, I was noticing them as I was driving in here this morning, and so they're definitely the Cleveland. Cleveland Select or Chanticleer pear, and they're used kind of interchangeably depending on if you wanted to pay the patent fee. So they're the same tree, and they'll get about 30 feet tall, whereas the spring snow is more around 20 feet tall, and spring snow will kind of start out a little more upright and oval, and then it'll round out in time. But the spring snow, so you're maybe matures out in 20 or 25 years at about 20 feet tall and 15 feet across, and the Chanticleer pear is the same 15 feet across, but probably more like 30, maybe even 35 feet tall eventually if you measure right to the very point. So,
yeah.
So how many years?
I got a spring snow. I planted. Oh, it's got to be here 10 years already, and it's nice. There's a little more umbrella shape to it, and I just was curious because I know. And you're right about. I was in town yesterday. I'm in town every other day practically. You know, I got to be at a fleet at least once or twice a week, and I noticed they're getting really tall. I think I'm going to stick with that spring snow. That's a nice little tree, and about 23 years from. I'm not going to worry about that, Ron.
Well, and, you know, people always say, well, how big is it going to get? Well, you know, when I give sizes, I kind of figure over a 20 or 25-year period. And it's not so much that, you know, we're only going to be around for another 20 or 25 years, but we may or may not be. We may not be around tomorrow, but with trees, it just seems like you kind of work with – it's easiest to work with a 20- or 25-year period. It doesn't really – we don't really need to worry about when you're planting a bur oak how it's – yeah, it's going to get 100 feet tall, but, you know, it really won't be anybody's – you know, the ones that are 100 feet not foot tall now are, you know, 200 years old. Yeah. So we just – so that's why whenever – people ask that question, Bob, I always kind of figure, you know, in a 20 or 25 year period.
So, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I just kind of like the shape. They're a little tighter, the ones I'm seeing. You know, they're, mm-hmm. you know, like some of them linden trees are kind of shaped the same way. They get that point, you know?
Right.
I just was wondering if I should switch and go to them or just stick. I only want to get a couple of them where I'm re-landscaping a spot in the back. Maybe I'll just stick with that spring snow because that really looks nice in my backyard. It's a nice shaped little tree, you know, it ain't real big.
The only thing with spring snow crab is once in a while they'll apple scab kind of gets after those and they'll they'll defoliate a little bit if you in the years where excuse me they'll defoliate a little bit sometimes in, later in summer if we have a real wet April and May.
Doesn't mean they're not going to grow again the following year, right?
Yeah, they'll be fine, but they just lose their leaves, and then so you'll kind of get a little bit of an early fall usually in August, and then a lot of times they'll start growing again the end of August and September. So that's the only thing with.
I think I had that happen last year. What's going on here, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I bring it up, because it's been pretty bad the last 2-3 years, because we had a lot of wet weather in the fall and then combined with a wet spring.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm not sure what we'll see on them this year, because it wasn't that wet last fall, and it really hasn't been wet yet this spring. But there are the spores out there yet, so... If you do have a spring snow and you don't want to rake leaves in August, it probably would be best to, you know, apply a fungicide on it just to more preventative.
I suppose I shouldn't ask you this question, but which tree would you prefer out of the two? I suppose you like them both, right?
Well, you know, they're both good choices. I personally, I'm a little more of a winter fruit fan, so that's why spring snow doesn't have any crab apples.
No, I don't want nothing that bears fruit, no.
Right, and some of them, and that's where spring snow, it definitely will not have any berries, and I spend a lot of, I probably get a better chance to look at the trees in the winter than I do in the spring and summer, so... I've kind of learned to appreciate some of the winter fruits on some of the flowering crabs. So some of the other ones that have fruit are kind of my personal favorite. But if
I'm planting these kind of like on top of a small mound. It's not a big mound. It's only about 2 feet, 3 feet high. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, I noticed a lot of times in the parking lot, like festival and all the grocery stores where they have the little areas in the parking lot, they always plant these little trees. They get little berries on them. They don't seem to get real big, the trees, you know. They crotch kind of not too far up from the ground, you know, and they stay kind of small. But I don't know if them are good trees or not. I don't know what they're called.
Well, those are probably a variety of flowering crab. If they're a smaller 15-foot, 20-foot, 25-foot. And, of course, if they're in parking lot islands, it's pretty hard for them to even get that big because they don't have a lot to work with in those parking lot islands. And, of course, then they pile snow around them and there's salt in there. And of course, when you the more you stress a tree, then the more fruit you get and the more flowers and things like that, too. So they tend to even fruit more when they're in a parking lot like that.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And in your backyard, you'd get the birds, you know, that would come in and clean up fruit out of your backyard, but you don't get a lot of bird activity in the middle of parking lots because there's just a little too much commotion going on.
It's at the very back end where my cup line ends and my creek area and that is, and I like birds. I know they'll eat it. Mm-hmm. They don't run shoots out, do they, in the ground and reseed themselves?
No.
You know, in town, I bought a Sustina plum tree. Somebody told me they were great, and I planted it, and boy, oh boy, my yard was full of little trees.
Yeah, some of those different plums, the Canadian red cherry and things like that, they'll run those runners around, and you'll have, like you said, you'll never get ahead of them. So.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. No, but that one we're talking about in the parking lot, does that do that?
No, those won't do that.
How are them for a decorative tree that's kind of just way in the back along the back line, you know? I mean, are they pretty tolerable to the weather and stuff?
Yeah, those would be fine, you know.
And what do they call them?
Well, some of those are probably just a different variety of flowering crab. A good one that I like is, it's called Sugar Time, and that one, it'll have berries, the red berries all winter long. And then in the spring, the robins and cedar waxwings come in and clean them up. And, you know, and again, I don't know that I would plant it right next to my driveway or hanging over my front sidewalk, but if you can get it out in the yard just a little bit, like where you're planting them, then you can see the fruit from in the winter. And once in a while, even the cardinals will get in there and get after a few of them in the some of the berries in the winter. And so,
is there a specific one of those that you would recommend?
Yeah, well, I think one of my favorites is, it's called Sugar Time, and it's a variety of flowering crab.
Doesn't get real big, huh?
No, it's definitely more of a compact grower, maybe 15. About the same height as spread, 15 by 15,
really?
18 by 18, kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do you have those out by your place out there, Ron?
Yeah, well, we grow those at the nursery, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't have trees out at Radiman's. I just always have to kind of
that's what I'm talking about, your place, your tree place. Because I'll, you know, I can get a hold of you and get a couple of them. I only need like maybe two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any more of your time. I'll call you on your own phone sometime, okay?
Sure. No, that sounds great.
I appreciate it. Have a good day, you guys.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep, bye.
Good luck with the tree project. We got to take break number one.
Boy, we're zipping right by here today. Radiman's is open today, and you want to get there as soon as you can if you're going to stop on out, because it's going to get busier as the morning goes. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You could take Main Street out of Fond du Lac, turns into Highway 175, or hop on Highway 41. And we're just east of 41 by a quarter mile on County B.
And we will be right back. Lines are open.
Have you ever wondered, how can I save money better? It's hard to save money, and even harder to see that money grow with all the fees and requirements that banks have. This year, make the switch to Fond du Lac Credit Union. Whether you're saving for a new car, your first home, retirement, or just tucking away cash for a rainy day, we've got you covered. Not sure where to start? Our member consultants work with you to provide personalized saving options. Plus, ask about our Saver Sweepstakes account, where you'll get a chance to win money every month. Make saving easy this year and watch your money grow. Visit FDLCU.com or give us a call at 920-921-1123. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Brock Rademan with Rademan Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Rademan's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Rademan Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
There are good surprises, like finding an extra $20 in your pocket, and there are bad surprises, like coming home to 20 inches of water in your basement. ServiceMaster RRH, formerly known as Schrader Service, has been helping communities with bad surprises for over two decades. Now with additional resources and technology and the same local professional team, there's no restoration job we can't handle. With 24-hour availability, ServiceMaster RRH is here for you. Visit us at smrrh.com. National strength, local expertise.
And we are back. Segment number two of Landscape Smart, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. That's toll-free. Lines are open. Lawn, garden, planting, landscape, chirping birds, whatever. Whatever questions you may have. If we don't know the answer, they'll fake it.
Don't be so honest.
So far, so good.
Yep, so far, so good. You're 100% working your way. Oh, our other tree expert is here. Jerry Schneider just walked by. Oh, thumbs up from him. He's probably going to play the treetop polka today.
Perfect.
All righty. Think we got a caller. Let's hit the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question on rhubarb. Is it not good to take it during the month with an R in it?
I don't know. It's good to take it whenever it's ripe and ready.
Okay, really. So that's kind of an old wives' tale that you shouldn't eat it with a month in R. I could take it right now.
Sure, if it's ripe and ready, and the stems, when you give them a tug, they come loose. That's a good time to take them out because there'll be more.
Is it better to pull it or cut it?
It's better to pull it. But you can cut it if that's the only way you have of removing it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much.
And I think what with those months with the R in it, it's probably pretty much true. I mean, most years, April is a little bit too early to pick rhubarb, and where May is
it
better.
But small.
But sometimes, this year when we had that 5-6 days of 75-80 degree weather, it got things moving pretty quick, so you might get your rhubarb a week earlier this year than some years. So
yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Warm week got things moving.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the whole crew here likes strawberry rhubarb pie. Just thought I'd mention that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of variety of weather conditions and so on, just when the rhubarb is ready and the stems come out, that's time to pull it.
Right, and that is generally in May or early June. And it, at the same time, by the time it gets into September, there's an R there.
Oh,
it's
probably
too late. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
Yes, thank you much.
Enjoy
it. 923-1450. Somebody was trying to call in but went on the bad line, so give a call back. We'll get you on the air. 923-1450. 1-888-900-1450 is toll-free. I noticed our rhubarb already shooting up one of those blasted flowers. We get more rhubarb flowers on our rhubarb plant, I don't know, every year.
That means they're trying to multiply, and you have to just keep them off of there.
Yeah, that
takes a lot of energy
to trim that out of there.
One of my projects today is cutting the thing out. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a cherry tree. It's a Morenci cherry tree, mm-hmm. and the bottom is budding out fine. The top 30%, I would say, has gray buds. Some look like there's a little bit of life to them, but the branches on one is gray. It has a circle on it.
Uh-huh.
Would you know what that might be? And should I prune the top or what?
Well, we're probably going to see a little bit of that as This is a really good question, and we're going to make you our secret caller just for coming up with a great question, the best question here of the morning.
So when we're done, don't hang up.
So anyway, what happened over the last couple years is it was so wet that some trees that don't like it wet, and cherry is one that does not like wet feet. And, you know, you could have almost had a cherry on top of the mountain and it would have been too wet the last few years. And what happened then is the roots literally, they rot and die. And not all the roots do, but some of them do. And, of course, then you've got, there isn't enough root system there to push out new buds throughout the whole tree. So that's why you're getting some good new growth on the bottom part of the tree, but maybe not up on top, because there just isn't enough energy in that root system due to the fact that part of the root system died. And there's nothing, you can't really stop it from raining. But, you know, if you're planting it, for anybody planting a new cherry tree, kind of keep that in mind and put it on a little bit of it. Like when Bob called up a little bit earlier and was asking, and he says, you know, I'm going to plant it on a small, you know, 12-inch berm, and that just even helps. But in your case, you can't really, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be now. So I would just kind of wait it out. It might be best to thin out a little bit of the top, just to, that might help push out some more new growth on some of those buds that aren't pushing. And that way you're kind of
picking. Okay, so maybe like toward the top part of it?
Yeah, well, even some of the green, you could thin it out. I would just kind of thin it out just so there's not quite so many buds to push out, not quite so many blossoms to, you know, to produce fruit. So,
okay.
And you could do some of the live and some of that that's not pushing, and maybe you can get a little bit more to push out. And, of course, if you wait 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to be too late. So you should do that right now, this coming, you know. Actually, today would be the best day, and tomorrow would be the second best day. So so just take and kind of thin out. And now this caller is asking about Montmorency cherry, which is a cherry, a fruiting cherry, a sour cherry. It's like a Door County cherry, a pie cherry. But the same rules pretty much apply on any of your cherries or any other tree that's kind of doing the same thing. If you see it in your own yard, you want to kind of get after it right away. Because if you wait, then it will only push out that bottom half of the tree. So, and then, you know, it would be best to, once you do that, put a good, like maybe the best fertilizer to use on it would be more like Miracle-Gro or one of those. And like out at Radiman's, we've got one out there. It's like it's 20-20-20. So you've got high nitrogen, high phosphorus, and high potash, and that'll give it a good boost. And you could water that in right now, and it's dry enough where this year now we're watering sure wouldn't hurt it. So I'd trim it this weekend and run out to Radiman's and pick up a box of Miracle-Gro and get the 20-20-20. There's different formulations of Miracle-Gro too, but you want that good balanced fertilizer whenever you're fertilizing fruit trees. So
okay.
So and then you'd fertilize, and that'll hopefully that fertilizer gives it a little better push too. Then, so
because the bottom looks great. It's like the top third is kind of like
Yeah, I can picture it. I've seen it 100 times. So yeah, so no, that's what you want to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Don't forget to hang on. Now I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, the reason you want to do that is you want to you thin out some of those branches, and then maybe you can get a little, you know, because you've got the root system there, but you just don't have quite enough of a root system to push out the whole tree. So by just thinning out a few of the branches off the top and the bottom, maybe you can get it to push back out. So that's the thought process behind that thinning out of the tree.
Yeah, we had a couple of trees like that, and once those cherries get ripe, you have to defend against cedar waxwings. They'll clean it out.
Yeah, it's fun watching those cherries. Yeah, you don't, you know, some of our listeners, they're afraid to plant a fruit tree because they think they have to worry about the fruit on the ground. Well, if you plant a cherry tree, you won't have to worry about that.
Because
as soon as they're half ripe, the cedar waxwings and the robins, and they're all in there fighting over them. So,
mm-hmm. And they know when the cherries are ready.
Yeah, they got good eyesight. They get them. You can't go out and pick them ahead of them either, because as soon as they're half ripe, the birds are in there.
That's right.
So you definitely have to net them if you want a cherry. If you want to bring us a cherry pie to go with our rhubarb pie,
we're up for any of that.
Well, the timing works out pretty good because, you know, we could have the rhubarb pie next month, and then the cherry pie more in July would be perfect. We'll be
two pies are good. Mm-hmm. Two pies. We should take a break.
I suppose we better. Enough tomfoolery here. Well, anyway,
pies are not tomfoolery.
Anyway, Radiman's is open today, and you want to get a delivery or you want to stop on out, do it as early as possible this morning. Get organized quick and get going, because it will be busy at Radiman's today. Not too busy that they wouldn't be able to take care of you, but anyway, Radiman's 920-922-7612.
Be right back with a caller.
Let's a go to A&W. Food's more fun, A&W. Me and Daddy go eat burgers on a burger eating night. We know he said to Manny when his belt gets really tight. Oh, let's all go to A&W, cause the food's as good as a root beer.
A&W in Fond du Lac is now open. Grab the Papa Single or Premium Cod Sandwich. Mix and match. 2 for $6. A&W, Nina, Oshkosh, and now open in Fond du Lac.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I am proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Hi, this is Austin with Badger Soft Water. Our local, independent, family-owned company has been proud to serve Fond du Lac and its surrounding communities' residential and commercial needs since 1945. We've been providing top-quality, high-efficiency water softeners, iron and sulfur filters, reverse osmosis, water coolers, and salt and bottled water delivery for 75 years. Visit our Facebook page or look us up on the web or call 920-921-2670. You deserve better water. You deserve Badger Soft Water.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
KFI's the news time, 8:45. We're at 50 degrees. Welcome back to this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Ron Radiman's here. Master Gardener Hal is here. And we have a caller, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
It's me. It's Karen who's back.
Ah, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I lost one of my subjects. Rhubarb. I had a lovely little plant. I don't know if I put too much mulch on, or could I possibly have taken too many stalks off last year when it was doing so good? But I do not have a rhubarb plant this year.
That is crazy.
I don't know where it went.
I've never heard of anybody losing a rhubarb.
But too much mulch maybe and didn't uncover it soon enough?
Well, unless you had mulch on it and it didn't quite realize it was spring yet. So did you uncover it now, Karen?
Well, yes, I uncovered nothing. There's nothing there.
Well, wow. I mean, maybe it'll still come yet.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, sometimes that if you and you kind of it's always a little bit of a trick when you've got mulch around your plants like that. When it's 70 degrees, you think you should get the mulch away from them, but then it all of a sudden it's down to, you know, freezing temperatures, and it'd be better to keep that mulch around them and keep slow them down a little bit. So
yeah, I'd be patient with it. It's been very cool lately.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. And if it didn't pop during that you know, 4 or 5 days of 75, 80 degree weather that we had 3 weeks ago, maybe it's still just coming first yet right now. Because, boy, rhubarb is, we get more calls on how to get rid of rhubarb than to.
Great.
So
my neighbor said
we'll wait for the next caller to call that has an extra rhubarb for you, Karen, and we'll get you one.
will they have rhubarb plants at the plant sale?
It's possible, but it's
now you should.
Yeah, not as likely that people would propagate rhubarb.
Okay. Well,
but you know, it's a worth a visit anyway. Come by and visit. See if they do, but give your rhubarb some time.
Somebody wouldn't have rhubarb.
Yeah,
there.
Sure.
Okay. But,
and
well,
yeah,
disappointed
you know.
Here, but I'll try again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, thank asparagus you. Is not up at all, so the rhubarb is generally first.
Well, and it's, you know, it can be just different sides. You know, if you've got a southern exposure where you're getting the heat off your home, things like that, where if it's on a northern exposure where you're not getting the sunlight and the ground temperatures aren't there, you know, maybe it's just not up yet. So,
good morning. You're on the air with us.
Good morning. I have a birch tree. It's probably 30 years old, and it has an orange fungus on it. It looks almost like someone took orange spray paint and sprayed it. Is that something that's going to kill the tree?
Well, are you saying it's like on the bark?
Yes.
And it's in the older bark on the tree or up throughout more of the top and the younger branches?
It's in the older part.
Yeah, it almost sounds like there could be like some of it could, maybe the cambium is dead and that you've got some fungus growing into the wood. I would take, you know, maybe a knife or a fork or something and just kind of poke in there once and just see once what's going on. See if it's nice and hard or if it's spongy. And in either, if it's spongy, there really isn't anything you can do unless, you know, hopefully it's more in blotches and not all the way around. Is the tree starting to, can you start to see any buds greening up on the top at all?
Yeah, it's growing just like normal. Yeah, it's greening out nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. And okay. But I would say, you know, you might have, you know, there might have been, you know, at 30 years old, there's birches are kind of, you know, that's, you're doing pretty good there because you don't, most birches, if you can get 30 or 40 years out of them, you're doing pretty good. That's pretty much a full life on a birch.
Okay.
So it wouldn't surprise me that if it's starting, and that isn't to say, you know, there's some out there that are 50 years old too, just like there's some people that make it to 100. But, so, you know, I would, you know, if it's, keep fertilizing it, keep watering it, keep it from going into stress, and that's what you want to do with these older birch trees is continue to kind of feed them and keep them feeling young, fertilize them and water them. So,
what are the trunk's diameter?
Oh, probably 16 inches.
Yeah, 30 years old, that's a big, that's a big tree already now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yeah, well, good luck. You know, you always hate to see, you know, those older trees go down. But, yeah, it might be. So, you know, like I said, I would just fertilize it. We have the packets out at Radiman's work great on birch trees. And then be sure to water it. Always water your birches. even if, you know, your older ones, water them once in June, once in July, once in August. Just kind of keep them in good health throughout the summer months. So.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty, thanks for the call. We're going to take our final break, and the lines are open.
All right, well, take our final break, I guess. Good idea. Well, Radiman's is open. Open until noon today on Saturdays. Might be there a few minutes after noon on a day like today. But anyway, Radiman's just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, and you can either work your way over to Highway 41 or Main Street and run that out to County B, about 3 miles out of town, and head just east a quarter mile of B.
Are you thinking about seeking employment, or do you know someone who is? If you have strong communication skills and are looking for a place that will value your attention to detail, analytical abilities, organizational skills, or your ability to deliver excellent customer service, this message could benefit you. National Exchange Bank and Trust is hiring full and part-time positions. Go to the careers page of nebat.com, learn more about joining our team, and apply online. National Exchange Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
A reputation for being the best, the toughest zero-turn mower ever made doesn't come easy. It's earned by outworking, outperforming, and outdoing with horsepower, handling, and versatility. Introducing Bobcat Zero-Turn Mowers. Bring tough to turf. Buy a new Bobcat mower, get 0% APR for up to 48 months, and rebates up to $500. Miller Implement and Pro Motorsports of Fond du Lac. Online at workhardplayhard.net.
KFI's the news time, 8:53, final segment of this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. The line is open, 923-1450. If you got a last-minute question, now would really be a good time to call in.
Be a great time.
Yeah, because you got time to answer the question.
5 minutes from now, it won't work out quite as well.
No. Then you got the treetop polka.
So the answer to the question is Chanticleer flowering pear. That's the one that we talked about it in the first 5 minutes of the show, but that's the one that as you're driving around Fond du Lac or any, you know, Mount Calvary or through over the river and through the woods, if you're seeing it with that pyramidal shape with the fluorescent white flowers on this weekend, it's called Chanticleer pear.
Okay.
No pears. You don't get the benefit of eating the pears, but it's in the pear family. You've got a leaf that looks like a pear, and that's the one that's so profusely flowering right now.
Okay. Had the city planted those?
Yeah, they use them a lot as street trees, terrace trees.
I went down Seymour Street the other day, and just south of Johnson Street, it's like a sea of white trees.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, I mean, you like I said, you can't hardly, it doesn't matter what city you live in, you'll see them this weekend, because they, well, all week long, this past 3, 4, 5 days.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're ideal for a terrace.
Yeah, they're a perfect terrace tree, you know, or if you have a smaller backyard, because, you know, it doesn't really matter for the most part how tall it gets. You know, they only get about 15 feet wide. So, you know, I've planted them 7 or 8 feet off out from a building already because they don't even interfere then at. So
okay.
So anyway, that's the tree of the day.
Tree of the day.
Next Saturday, we'll talk about serviceberry. That'll be the one flowering next Saturday.
Uh-huh. You've mentioned that many times in the past.
Well, it's an interesting, fun, small tree, too. And easy. They're native. Chanticleer pear isn't native to our part of the country, but serviceberry, you see those out flowering in the woods coming up next week too. So they like it along stream banks and woods, and they like a little shade, so you'll see those growing wild.
Next week, time for a walk in the woods.
great time for that if you have if you aren't working in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Or working at Radiman's because right. You're going to be busy. You can only dream about it.
So
923-1450, just a couple minutes left. If you got a question, give a quick shout. And just again, a quick shout out, 3 weeks from today is the garden sale.
Yeah,
Master
the
Gardener
plant,
sale.
Right, plant the sale. Plant sale. Mm-hmm. It's out at the fairgrounds, and there are different ways of receiving your plants and getting service from the Master Gardeners and pick up your plants.
And if one of the Master Gardeners has rhubarb, they have to make sure they bring it there for Karen.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So
only she could kill a rhubarb, huh?
Yeah. Only Karen, yeah. She probably she killed it with kindness is what Karen did, I can tell you.
Probably
that.
Gotta be.
Well, I know they're growing slow, but
well, and rhubarb
when it warms up they will.
Is one of those that, like I said, it's harder to get rid of than to worry about how to kill it.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have asparagus up quite a ways. And I didn't pick it because I was going to pick it a little taller yet. And now it's all mushy from the frost. Do I cut those off or what do I leave them just drop over or what do I do?
Yeah, cut those off.
They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, because, you know, with asparagus, it's the quicker you can get that out of there, it'll push up some more new shoots and new asparagus. So, yeah, you might as well just cut your losses on that. Yeah, it cut down to... You know, mid-20s here, what was that, a couple nights ago?
Yeah.
And it kind of caught us all a little bit by surprise. It was cold, but I didn't think it was going to get that cold. So
Well, it had gotten cold earlier, and I had some up, and it didn't bother it. So I thought, it's up, you know, and with the snow, I thought maybe it would kind of insulate it, but obviously it didn't.
Not enough snow.
Alrighty. Well,
yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, well, the roots are there. It'll
happy
push
trimming.
Up more. Yeah.
Happy trimming.
Thanks
for the call. Alrighty, 923-1450. Looks like somebody's trying to get in, but I bet that line isn't one that's going to take a call. You there? Nope. Okay, call back right now because we're out of
call
time almost.
Quick.
You got 30 seconds. 923-1450. There they are. Go ahead. Quick question.
Hi, I had a fungus in my maple tree last year, and I think, should I put, like, another fungicide on this spring just to make sure I had gotten it all, and when?
Well, this is almost a timely question, but because, yeah, you could stop out at Radiman's and pick up the fungicide right now, and then as soon as you see new leaves coming on, which will be in, you know, maybe next weekend or the week after, then you should apply that fungicide, and it's tar spot, and it was been really bad the last couple of years. So you're going to want to spray your Norway maples with a fungicide. So a good timely question, good time to go shopping, but still a week too early to apply it. So thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. That's it.
It's a take. So yeah, you know, we're still a couple weeks away from having to spray that fungicide, but it's never too late to pick some up and get it ready. Radiman's open today until noon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can work your way over to Highway 41 or Highway 175, Main Street in Fond du Lac. Go out to County B, just about 3 miles out of town, and head east. We're just a quarter mile east of 41, right on County Trunk B.
Jerry Schneider next, KFIZ Fond du Lac. It's 9 o'clock.